This week's Cut Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Brazil case is still ongoing. We've been in what is referred to as an arbitration phase or arbitration proceedings really for about the last year or so. We were originally expecting an answer earlier in the spring. That has been delayed, and we just have heard word that the decision has been delayed again, and now we're expecting it on the 31st of August.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The anticipated decision by the arbitration panel will really try to resolve the dispute that's going on right now in terms of any damages that Brazil may be able to seek. In the case, specifically, they were looking at $1.3 billion from the GSM Export Credit Guarantee Program, approximately $1 billion associated with various portions of the Upland Cotton Program, and about $350 from the operation of the Step 2 Program. Now, the United States has come back and countered that with the changes that have been made in the GSM program, that is operating at no cost to the government. The U.S. has also pointed out that the Step 2 was ended 3 years ago, back in 2006. And then if there's any damages associated with any remaining parts of the program, that those could be no more than $30 million.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think one of the concerns, obviously, is as the council prepares for this decision to be released, is to make them understand all the aspects of the case. One of the concerns will be not just the size of any potential award, but also whether or not Brazil will be able to retaliate across other sectors of the economy beyond agriculture. We know that others are paying close attention to this. We've seen a letter from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to some of the key members of Congress raising this as a possible concern. We have sent a letter back to the chamber citing some of the inaccuracies that they made, and we'll also be having a follow-up meeting with the chamber to discuss this issue further.